This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys know who Kamala Harris is. Senator out of California that took over for Barbara Boxer. And she's got a sign outside of her office that reads in Spanish, "Dreamers are welcome here." Yet, she wouldn't meet with angel families. Angel families are the people who've had a relative killed in an act by an illegal. And in fact, her staff threatened to call the police if angel families did not leave her office. I would have made them call the police. I would have filmed it. I would have made them call them. We're here to meet with our senator. We want to talk about how citizens of America are being killed by non-citizens. And we're looking at a sign on the outside of Kamala Harris's office that reads in Spanish, "Dreamers are welcome here. Illegals are welcome here, including those who kill American citizens." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You can catch the show anytime you want on demand. Go back and listen to archive shows. They're fun. They're hilarious. We do lots of cool things here, like reporting the facts in what we hope is an entertaining way. And as I tell people all the time, this is not a news program. This is an opinion show. And whether if you ask me about Martians, of which I've never seen, I'm going to give you my opinion. And my opinion is going to be 100% right.
Kevin, how do you know there's Martians?
I don't. You know, if you ask me a fake news story and you say, "Kevin, give me your comment on a fake news story," I'm going to give you my comment on a fake news story, and my comment is going to be 100% correct. You want to know why? My comments are my opinions, and my opinions are mine and mine alone. I mean, we can share them. Oh, yeah, we can share. I'm happy to share. However, my opinions are mine and therefore 100% correct based on my life. And by the way, so are yours. And the only difference between you and me at times is I'm unafraid to say my opinion about anything, about the LGBT community, about the Me Too movement and feminists, about Latinos, blacks, Guatemalan midgets. You bring it up, I will give you my opinion. And I'm not going to take it back or retract it or go, because it is. It's an opinion. And because I know this in my heart, I mean no malice to anybody, bring it.
Kevin, you said this about women.
No, I said this about certain women. I have no blanket feelings about anything except sometimes pedophiles. But outside of that, I don't really care. I don't care what you do. I don't care, you know, whatever. Pick your poison, as they say. Kevin, I like you. I date my cars. Okay, congratulations. I hope they're nice ones. No, I got a gremlin. Okay, then. You know, I may comment about it. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to get all into your business about cars, but there are nicer looking cars than a Gremlin or a Pacer, okay? You could do better. But I don't, you know, the rest of it's of non-issue to me. And I think, by the way, it's pretty much that way for us too, for most of us listening to the program. You guys listening to the program, you don't care what other people, what people do. You don't care about their lives. What you care about, I'm going to speak for you for a second. You care about when what they do infringes on yours. If dating your car becomes an issue and somebody says, "Kevin, you now have to pick up the insurance on a dude's car because he sees that as his LGBT woman or whatever." You know what I'm saying? His LGBT mate. No, I'm not paying for somebody's insurance because they got some kind of fetish or quirk or whatever. No, I don't get my indulgences paid for. I happen to like being on yachts and hanging out with beautiful people. Will somebody pay for that? I like flying around in private planes. I don't do it very often, but when I do, I have my Dos Equis. Okay? What are you talking about? We don't care. Hey, leftists, get this. I know people want to convince you otherwise. We don't give a crap about your miserable lives. What we give a crap about is every time you have misery, you want us to fund it. Will you fund my sexual promiscuity? And then will you help me kill my baby? I mean, kill my tissue? And then, will you let Planned Parenthood sell it? No. No, 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 no. If you want to have sex unprotected, and you want something to protect yourself, that's on you. That's on you. And if you don't, and you have a baby, don't be mad at me because I don't want you to kill the kid. And certainly don't be mad at me because I go after Planned Parenthood for selling black baby tissue. You're putting on, oh, you're using makeup? You don't like black people, do you? Yeah, you're using black people baby tissue there, girlfriend. If we sold, look, by the way, just while we're on that subject, if we sold it that way, that, you know, find out that Maybelline or, I don't know who the big, Maybelline's pretty old. What's some of the big makeup companies now? Anyway, if they were using black baby tissue and we were like, ooh, girlfriend, you put that black baby tissue on your face. Look at you. You're racist. We could sell it that way. I mean, it would be like clubbing baby seals, for goodness sakes. Why can't we sell the act of abortion that way, that they use baby tissues to do all these other things? Oh, yeah, your retinol on your top of your skin trying to look all younger, killing black babies. Look at you, your black baby killer with your big old pasted face back. That would make people take, Hollywood would get behind a cause like that. Don't kill the black babies for the sake of the tissues, you know, or for the sake of your skinny face or your pulled up face. We could do something creative. You guys know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. But we don't do that. No, no, no. So we get these crazy people. We get Kamala Harris, a sitting senator, who's got a sign above her desk, I mean outside of her office, in Spanish, no less. Dreamers are welcome here. I was shopping the other day. I went to a store. I had to get a shirt. And I didn't have to get a shirt, but I needed to get a shirt. And the announcements are, I'm not even kidding. They don't even make the announcement in English. The announcements were in Spanish. This is a regular chain, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, I was trying to look for like a $20 shirt. I'm not going to name the franchise, but it was in Spanish. I was listening. I understand Spanish and I'm going, they just told me that there's going to be a special on, you know, in this particular item on this aisle. I was like, what? In Spanish? It didn't freak me out, but it was like, you gotta be, and I'm waiting to hear the English version, like, okay. But they didn't. You wanna know why? Because it was an article that was geared towards the Hispanic population. You know, that wasn't sombreros, or them roach killer boots that'll back a roach in a corner and go, I got you. No, it wasn't those, but it was kinda like that. And I couldn't believe it. It was like, man, you know, you can't, I mean, it's like you're not even in America. And by the way, I don't care. I speak enough Spanish to get by, so I can understand it, but I just found it interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People want to leave the United States of America. You buy that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Do you buy that people want to leave this country? I want you to understand. This is a poll from a reputable company called Gallup. And they're going to give us some stats about people, Americans, who want to leave the country. And I saw this story and went, these people are out of their minds. What is Gallup trying to get us to believe? And here's the reason. While they're telling us people want to leave, we are fortifying our border. It's not to keep people in. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This is why I don't believe the polls. This is why I call BS. Gallup wrote this. While Donald Trump has spent much of his presidency focused on the number of people who want to get into the United States since he took office, record numbers of Americans have wanted out. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask a very simple question, because this is the way my mind works. What's stopping them? If you want to leave the United States, it ain't like Scientology. It ain't like you got to go through all kinds of questioning and you got to sign all kinds of documents and NDAs that say, I don't want to be a part of it. You know, but I won't talk bad about you. If you want to leave the United States, go. Get the heck out. It's hard for me to believe that the Gallup is actually trying to sell this nonsense. Let me tell you, when I used to hear Gallup, Rasmussen, you know, whatever, all these various Reuters, all these polls, I was like, they polled. You know, they got a good sampling of Americans. This is what this is about. I don't believe a poll. I don't know when's the last time I believed a poll. Here's what they said. Though relatively average by global standards, the 16% of Americans overall who said in 2017 and again in 2018 that they would like to permanently move to another country, if they could, is higher than the average levels during Bush, George W. Bush, 11%, or Barack Obama, 10%. Interesting. 16%. So Bush, it was 11%. And of course, with baby black Jesus, it was 10%. Nobody, only 10% wanted to leave when, who could leave during the Obama era. And here's some of the little peculiarities. While Gallup's World Poll does not ask people about their political leanings, most of the recent surge in Americans' desire to migrate has come among groups that typically lean, Democratic, and that have disapproved of Trump's job performance so far in his presidency. And then they name them women, young Americans, and people in low-income groups. Let's evaluate. Women, most employed in the history of them taking employment polls. Young Americans, formerly basement dwellers during the time of baby black Jesus, now gainfully employed. People in low-income groups, no status change. So here's what I would say about this polling, which I don't believe, by the way. But what's changed? It's gotten better for two of the groups, and it's pretty much status quo for poor folks. I think it's better for them as well, personally. But let's just say that it is status quo for the sake of this discussion. Why is Donald Trump going at 60% higher in terms of people wanting to leave under Trump than under Obama? Here's what they said. During the first 2 years of the Trump administration, a record high, 1 in 5 U.S. women said they would like to move to another country permanently if they could. Okay. I'd love them to tell us where they would go. Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that when they do these types of polls, they say, these are the people. I mean, you could call yourself out by name because they were very quick to point out that if they could leave, I believe conservatives are willing to do this. If 16% of Americans want to leave this country, we'll get them out. We'll get them out. In fact, we'll get them signed up on France's welfare system or Germany's. We'll just send them over because, in other words, we'll pay for your plane ride to go to Germany and invade. Go to Mexico and invade. Cuba and invade. And then you get on the system, but we will cover your flight, and I'll even do this. I'll make first and last month's rent payment. I bet many of us would do it. Are you willing? My producers seem to be willing. This is twice, they said, of the average for women during Obama, who only 10% of women said they wanted to leave. And the Bush here is 11%. They said almost twice the level among men, 13% under Trump. Before the Trump years, there was no difference between men's and women's desires to move. So women's desires to move have gone up because we all know from the media that Trump is not good for women. Oh, no, 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 no. He is a terrible president for women. What you talking about, Willis, whoever? Yeah. They said the 30% of Americans younger than 30 who would like to move also represents a new high. So the younger folks who've experienced nothing but great things under Trump, Donald Trump, they want out. Mm-hmm. They said it's the group in which the gender gap is the largest, too. 40% of younger women, 40% of women younger than 30 said they would like to move, compared with 20% of men. These gender gaps narrow with age and eventually disappear after age 50. So you get smarter with the age, as we obviously can see. I don't believe these polls. But you know what? Fine. Millennials, you want to go? Same deal. We will put you on a plane, send you away, give you first and last month's rent. You got to come up with security deposit. Go get on Germany's welfare system and send a letter every now and then. But they said this, more than anything else, Trump himself may be the primary motivator. Regression analysis shows that regardless of differences by gender, age, or income, if Americans disapprove of the job Trump is doing, they are more likely to leave the U.S. overall. 22% of Americans who disapprove of Trump's job performance during his first 2 years said they would like to move, compared with 7% who approve. I'd love to get more deeply into this and talk to these folks. I'd love to do a panel and see where these people came up with these ideas. If you want to ask me as a professional, what's our disjoint? Our disjoint is, how can these people want to leave when you finally have a president who's doing stuff? Do you have a job? Are you improving? Yes or no? I think most of them are improving. So I'm trying to figure out how these guys have come to this conclusion. But they said, after years of remaining flat, the number of Americans, particularly young women, who desire to leave the U.S. permanently is on the rise. And this fair poll by Gallup wants you to believe that it's because Trump has been a polarizing factor.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. The Vice President also addressed a crowd during a ceremony, saying Memorial Day is a time when everyone across America pauses to remember those who served our nation and never made it home.
The debt our nation owes to those who rest here among these hallowed fields and in cemeteries, churchyards, and humble plots across the wider world is a debt we can never fully repay.
Oklahoma was hit hard by deadly weather over the weekend. A powerful EF3 tornado tore through the town of El Reno, leaving behind a trail of destruction. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt surveying the damage.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV. When you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the 2x4s that are driven through different places, whole roof's gone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Anybody could survive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You mentioned AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's talk about what she's saying on Twitter, how she's using Twitter, Laura. You wrote about conservative media reactions to what she's doing. What do you think is fueling the constant attacks on Fox against this freshman congresswoman?
Well, look, she's got a target on her back because she ticks every box that makes conservative men uncomfortable. She's a woman, she's Latina, she's young, she's working class, and she's a millennial, she's a Democratic socialist. Everything that makes people uncomfortable, and she's a star. She's a rising Democratic star. She's got a lot of power. People are really responding to her on social media, as Charlotte said, in the same way that people responded to Trump kind of emotionally a couple years ago. So I think in some ways she's sort of the ideal anti-Trump, and she is threatening white conservative men's power, and they're terrified of her.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Woo! Lucky for me, I'm a black conservative man, because I would be terrified of her. Alexandria, wasn't it? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We should be afraid of her. We should be scared. Why? Because she makes men uncomfortable. Well, why does she do that? Because, well, first, she's a woman. That should do it, right? All men are uncomfortable around women. No, not true. But I know some that are, like gay men are a little more uncomfortable around women. They're a little awkward. They don't know what to do with them. They're like, that's a woman. I don't even know what to do. I don't know. I don't want her. What do I do with a woman? Oh, here's another thing that we should be afraid of, men. I don't know if you noticed, but you should be afraid because she's Latina. Yeah, she's Latina. I don't know what that means. Maybe she's volatile?
But I love women. I tell you, Latina women are a weird breed. Sometimes I get stressed out with Latina women. I got to be honest with you. I love you to death, but I'm dating white girls now. White girls it is. How is that? You can cheat on a white girl. What happens when you cheat on a white girl? She writes you a letter. I'm disappointed. Whatever. See, she's not a Latina girl. A Latina girl doesn't go to her mom's house. She goes to her best friend's house. Then they start plotting. Huh? Yo, we gotta f*** him up for real, man. We gotta get clothing. Yo, let's go to his house and f*** up his car. They say, you know, it's 2 a.m. There's 2 ninjas slashing tires.
Is that it? Is that what it is? She's a Latina woman? Is that what we should be afraid of? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Look, I'm not the one staring at that. That was a Latino dude talking. Oh, yeah. So, going back here, the reason why we should be afraid of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is because she's a woman and she's a Latina. But it gets even better. Yeah. We should be afraid of her because she's young. Yeah. Her youth should scare every white conservative male out there. Keep in mind, the people talking about this have the oldest candidates in the... this has got to be the oldest party of Democrats I've seen in a while. And their leaders are Bernie Sanders. Bernie's like 75, something like that. Joe Biden, he's in his 70s. Elizabeth Warren, 69 or so. Hillary Clinton in her 70s. I mean, these are their leaders. Nancy Pelosi, how old is Pelosi? I don't know. I really don't. I know she's old. Chuck Schumer, as my grandmother said, looks like death eating a cracker. These people are 70, 80 years old, hanging on to the vestige of power, whatever they can do. And this girl has a nerve to say, we're afraid of youth. Let me tell you, the Democrats are more afraid of this wild cat, Ocasio-Cortez, than any Republican. There's lots of fear, right? Because Ocasio-Cortez, well, she's lighting it up, man. People are resonating with her. I don't know who's actually resonating with her, but they say that people are resonating with her, so I'll take their word for it. She's resonating. She goes on to say, here's the other reason why you should be afraid. She's a democratic socialist. She's a young Latina woman, and I think they said she appeals to the working class. I don't know how many working class people, I'm not going to speculate. New York's in her district is a crazy place. I don't think she's as popular as they want us to believe her to be. But I have a bigger point to get to here in a bit, because it was the last point she made that got me. But they say they're afraid of her because she's a democratic socialist. That's what Bernie Sanders was. You know who was most afraid of the democratic socialist by the name of Bernie Sanders? Her name was Hillary Clinton. She didn't want Bernie to win, and he didn't. And let me tell you something else. If they don't want Ocasio-Cortez to win, she'll be gone. The Democrats are afraid of her. Trust me, more than not afraid of her. They're not afraid of her per se. They're going to give her a certain amount of... But if she gets out of line too much, she'll get chastised. Believe it. Now, here's what really makes the Democrats mad. They're not going to tell you this, but you'll hear it on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on politics. What Democrats hate more than anything is they hate when somebody leapfrogs them. See, Ocasio-Cortez is a joke. She never should have gotten elected, but she did. She leapfrogged some Democrat that they wanted to win, and she got in. And now she's in, and you know what they called her? A rising Democratic star. They have to say that. They got to say something good about her. Why? Because she's a Latino woman. She's a young Latino woman. Everything that the Democrats are telling us is what they fear about Ocasio-Cortez. She's a young Latino woman who is a democratic socialist, ergo a radical. And you know what she did? She leapfrogged a bunch of people to get to where she is. And that is a dangerous person in either party. But if there's anybody that's willing to hurt you, to cut you off at the knees, Tanya Harding you, it is the Democrats. And that's what Ocasio-Cortez faces. They'll tolerate her for a little bit, but they're plotting against her. I can tell you this. There's no Republican plotting against Ocasio-Cortez. They like what they see. They think she perfectly represents the Democratic Party. And if I were the Republicans, I would be running this girl's commercials nonstop into the coal miners of West Virginia and the offshore oil people and all the blue-collar workers. I would run everything this girl says 24/7. It would be the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez channel, and I would make it so interesting and fun that everybody would want to be a part of it. Working class, this idea that she's going to lead some socialist revolution and become the Castro of America is a joke, and the Democrats know it. rising Democratic star, though. And Perez, Tom Perez, the DNC chair, said she is the future of the party. He wasn't even kidding. For him, she represents the future of the party. But here's the most interesting thing that was said. At least according to me. I listened to it. You guys heard the clip. The girl said, people are responding to her the same way they responded to Trump 2 years ago. Now, let's ask ourselves this. What could Ocasio-Cortez draw? What is her draw outside of her area? There will be some Democrat looky-loos who will come hear this girl speak, and they won't be impressed. Trump is still going to be the biggest draw. Tell me what Kamala Harris can do outside of her district. Tell me what Ocasio-Cortez can do. If she's not speaking to colleges or whatever, she's just going to go to a town, come see Ocasio-Cortez. How many people does she draw? She might get some looky-loos like Bernie Sanders did at first, but it'll be a fraction, geometrically less than Donald Trump. But here's what that girl was saying without saying it. She's saying Donald Trump's rise is real. She knows, I'm talking about Ellie Bassett, this girl who was giving us all these reasons why we fear Ocasio-Cortez. She's giving you the reasons why the Democrats fear Ocasio-Cortez and why Donald Trump is legit. See, Ocasio-Cortez is not legit. She's in most Democratic circles, she's a moron. And no, look, I'm going to tell you something, people. You don't have to believe me. You go talk to the big dollar Democrats. They don't like Ocasio-Cortez. They want her gone. She has to make her money through the grassroots, the little guys. But she's not going to get that big money. And Donald Trump had a legit campaign. And that's why he was able to command these big audiences, and that's why Donald Trump ultimately became president. But for them to try to lump her into the same category isn't a tribute to her. That's a tribute to Donald Trump. And I want you to understand that she just spilled the beans because they want us to believe that Trump's populism is not a big deal. It's not real. It doesn't exist. He's only at 40% approval. How could anybody like this guy? She told
me. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there's got to be transparency that can be done in the meantime, meaning expose everything that went on. Mm-hmm. The deep state's hiding behind classifications to keep the key documents secret. The president can take steps there to open the floodgates in terms of transparency. But also we've got to recognize who the bad guys are and don't pretend they're not bad guys, because there are a lot of public officials, including people like Congressman Schiff, who have knowingly lied for years about Russia collusion. And yet they They continue to participate in the public policy process with no accountability, and we need to start highlighting that in a more aggressive way. Why is Adam Schiff still chairman of the Intelligence Committee? He does not have the ethical mores to maintain the chairmanship, nor can it be trusted, certainly, with classified information.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. We're doing something similar to Tom, except we're focused on education, and we'll be suing based on colleges and universities. So that's one thing. Also, the new Tea Party community, is doing a Tom Fitton type approach, and we're suing states and cities and things like this on things like sanctuary cities and misappropriation of funds that are going to illegals and things like this. So we're taking the same approach. Glad you guys are with us. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you go to KJRadio.com, you want to help out in any way, volunteering, starting up a state chapter for TPC, working with us on SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. If education is your passion, if you want to donate, go there, contact us. I'll get somebody from our staff in contact with you because we need the help. But let me tell you, if you're going to do something, this is the time to do it. This is the time to get off the bench and get in the game. Go to the coach and say, "Coach, put me in." And let me tell you why. One, you have a president that is willing to back you, and the lack of credibility that the Democrats claim that he has is about to be completely blown out of the water, and it's going to make him so powerful in the next 4 years after we get him reelected, it's going to blow your mind. Number two, the Democrats have done so much damage to their party. We are never going to get this opportunity again to prove how low they're willing to go. Michelle Obama says when they go low, we go lower. Talked about her before. She essentially talked about single fathers as bad people. Single divorced father. It's like sending your kid over to, you know, his divorced daddy for the weekend. Can you imagine if someone had said, "We're going to send this over to your divorced mama for the weekend"? What would be the outcry? You know why men aren't that worried about it? Because, you know, we just go and do what we do. We go out and we father well. We make sure our daughters have confidence. We make sure that our sons have confidence and have respect for women, that they understand the role of a woman in society, and they keep her elevated. We don't do what these clowns do on the left. How many things does Michelle Obama need to say before people become circumspect about her? It's crazy. So the Democrats are in big trouble. They don't want to face the music. And by the way, the next hour we're going to dedicate to an interview that I heard of Joe DeGeneva, U.S. District Court, U.S. District Prosecutor or Attorney, I should say, for the D.C. area back in the late 80s. Fox News contributor, you'll know Joe, older guy, I think he's in his 70s, but sharp. He's going to give you an assessment that I've been giving you, which is I've been saying Democrats are in trouble, and all you got to do is, you don't even have to be able to read the tea leaves. You don't have to be able to interpret tarot cards. You don't have to throw down chicken bones or do some sort of, quinceañera, and I'm joking, I know what quinceañera is. Well, they call that crazy voodoo, the Mexican version of Santeria. You have to do that. Or voodoo. You don't have to do any of that stuff. All you got to do, folks, is just open your eyes. Kim Fox, the Jussie Smollett thing, look, it's gone away, right? She lost two staffers. People said, "I can't be a part of what you're doing." Two major staffers left Kim Fox in Chicago. The county attorney or whatever. I don't know how they do it, but she's big Cook County or whatever. She's the one who let Jussie Smollett off. Her staffers have said, "We don't have any confidence in you." I mean, can you imagine what the people of Chicago are currently, I don't care what your political affiliation is, as a human being, you know exactly what happened with Jussie Smollett, and you watched him get off. Well, I don't know what where you are in the criminal justice system in Chicago, but if you are, if you committed anything from jaywalking to murder, you have to be asking yourself, what kind of justice was dealt out to me? And if you did anything less than fake a crime, blame on somebody else, and, you know, then threaten to sue the city, anything below that, and you should be lawyering up. You should be finding an attorney that's willing to take your case so you could go get millions from Chicago. That's what I would be doing. But that's only one of the things that just shows you the recklessness of these people. There are many signs. I want you to understand, don't think Jussie Smollett went away. People understood. A lot of lessons were learned there. One, you want one of the biggest lessons that was learned there? There is no such thing as white privilege. That's a big lesson. There is no such thing as white privilege. In fact, you want to know what there is a privilege? There is a leftist, black, gay privilege that exists. Now, you want to talk about the flipping of the script. The man, the group, the LGBT community who says, we're oppressed. Oh, really? You get to lie on heterosexual white Trump supporters. That's who you get to lie on and get away with it and go to Hawaii and have the protection of the law. Don't talk to me about white privilege. If they talk about a white privilege conference, we should be out there with Jussie Smollett signs saying, explain this. That's it. That's your sign. Not to go all steal this comedian's thing. There's your sign. That's your sign. I don't know where they're going to have the next white privilege conference, but I'd be there going, explain Jussie Smollett to me. Explain how Barack Obama has remained out of prison. Explain how Susan Rice got promoted after Benghazi was attacked. Her job was to make sure the State Department people were safe. Explain to me how Eric Holder isn't being held accountable and he's not in prison, how he can have contempt of Congress, the only AG ever to do it. Explain that to me when you're explaining white privilege. I can give you a host of other stuff. So it was down the way. Here's why I'm telling you this. When somebody brings this nonsense up to you, you have the ammo to go back and say, okay, great. So there's white privilege. Explain Jussie Smollett to me. Explain to me, if there's white privilege, and first of all, forget any privilege, he should be in jail. Do we agree? If I just made a scenario and said, guy lies on two other guys, claims that two guys beat him up, it didn't happen, spent $130,000 of city resources over the lie, went on national TV promoting the lie, fooled a lot of people into believing the lie, where does this person deserve to be? If you take color and all this other stuff out, I would just say 99.9% of the people I know would say, in jail, hefty fine, made an example of. But we didn't do that, did we? That's not what the left did. They went a whole other direction. So anytime somebody brings this stuff up, white privilege. Look, I'm a black man telling you, I don't give a crap about your white privilege. Let me tell you, when I was a fighter, it didn't matter to me whether you were Mexican, white, black, Asian, or whatever. There was no such thing as privilege. The only privilege you were going to get was a privilege of my foot upside your head, because that's all I cared about. And if it was a black guy, I didn't go, oh, dude, it's a brother. Shoot, I'm going to take it easy on the brother. Shoot. I didn't care what color you were. We were going to blows. You don't know who else had some staffers leave? Two top advisors to O'Rourke's presidential campaign left his team. Now, I don't know whether these people are good, bad, or indifferent. The good, the bad, or the ugly. But they left. They wouldn't explain why they left. Now, O'Rourke says, I'm building a better team. I'm putting together even better people. So he got an alumnus of the Obama campaign who's going to now run his campaign. We'll see how that goes. I don't think it's going to do him very, very much good. Jen O'Malley Dillon is who he chose. O'Rourke's a scam artist, and he's scamming the people that are donating money to him.
This is a K- Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.